Welcome to More Impact. For the next 20 minutes or so, I hope to inspire you to step up and make more impact in every part of your life. I'm Deborah Ogden, and for over 15 years, I've been working with clients to step up and stand out with a powerful personal brand. Through this podcast, I want to bring you ideas and inspiration to allow you to do the same. Hello, how are you? I hope you've had a super week. I am recording this on Sunday and I have been prompted to change the topic this week by a piece that I read in the paper, and you may have seen it. It's gone wild on social media and some very funny memes and GIFs and quotes around Rishi's sambas and how it really is the end of the Adidas samba brand. And that's what I want to talk about today. But before we get on to the actual impact Rishi has had, I just want to sort of take a step back and look at, you know, the power of personal branding alongside business brands and how people aligning themselves with business brands, whether it is their own brand. So you may be somebody who is running your own business, and often people will say to me, Deborah, I've got a really strong business brand. I've got a powerful business brand. Do I need to develop my personal brand? And the answer is absolutely yes, you do. You're doubling your marketing power, but your personal brand adds a different dimension. We'll come on to that in a minute. So it's looking here at celebrities, politicians that align themselves with brand and the power of that, but also the power of developing our personal brands alongside a corporate, a business brand. And even if you are working within an organization, the power of being a visible expert within your organization. So you may work for a large company, a large business that has its own business brand, but you as an individual will impact on that through your own personal brand. Okay, so why is this important? Well, it's a little bit like the AI argument that we talked about a few weeks ago on the podcast, in that a personal brand adds another dimension. It cuts through the noise. In this world of where we have become such commercial creatures, we are beginning to be blind, deaf, however you want to call it, we are not hearing the marketing messages quite the same. And therefore, we are aligning ourselves with personal brands that we feel that we are getting to know better. And part of that is accessibility, because we have been sold to by the marketers for so many years through business brands. But what social media has allowed is us to get more access to the people behind the brand and the people that are aligning themselves to those brands, so that we feel we have access to them, but we are able to align ourselves to personal brands and therefore business brands that match our values. And these might be aspirational values as well. So, you know, in our house, that may look like which football boots we buy, because certain footballers are aligned to certain football boots. And it's interesting, actually, isn't it? He's been recently disgraced, but Paul Pogba was aligned with the Predator football boots. And for many years, my son was wishing to buy the Predator football boots. Now, it'd be interesting to see. I haven't had a look. I perhaps should have had a look before this podcast, whether that alignment is still there, as Paul Pogba is currently in bother for drugs offences. So it's very quick, isn't it, how these, I mean, of course, Tiger Woods is the other example, his alignment with Nike for so many years, and then, of course, with all his troubles, they no longer wanted that celebrity endorsement. So if people buy into you, they will buy into your products. And, you know, we are looking for, and often people will say to me when they're naming a business, and of course my business is Deborah Ogden Limited, I've built it very much around my personal brand. And people say, well, don't people buy into you and want your time? Which, of course, is a dangerous business model, because we've only got a finite amount of time. But actually, by building on the strength of your personal brand, people aren't just buying into you and your time, but anything that you align yourself with, products that you may create. So I'm guessing that one of the reasons you listen to this podcast is because you've bought into my personal brand and what I stand for. If you were to buy one of my programs, if you were to come along to one of my presentations, it's because you've bought into my personal brand. And on a much bigger scale, you know, look at the power of Elon Musk and Tesla. You know, that Tesla are outselling the other luxury brands because of the personal brand of Elon Musk and their quirkiness and their disruptiveness. And people want to align themselves with that, those brand values. In more a newer entry into the marketplace of cosmetics is the Fenty brand, which Rihanna is behind. And, you know, there you have a product, a marketplace that is well known to be saturated, that is incredibly hard to break into, because you have the larger brands like Estee Lauder that have been around for so many years. And to break into this and bring something new to the table needs something incredibly special, and having that celebrity endorsement, that celebrity backing, is incredibly powerful. And just going back to the sport, look at what Ryan Reynolds has done at Wrexham, you know, in football. You know, who would have thought that Wrexham would have got the profile that they had? You know, they would never have dreamed of that before Ryan Reynolds. And I'm ashamed to say, I don't actually know what his co-owner is in Wrexham, because the power of Ryan Reynolds' personal brand is such that it overshadows his colleague, and I can't think of his name at the moment. So a personal brand brings that personality. I don't know if you saw a few weeks ago, I'm not a Super Bowl fan. I know we like a lot of sport in our house, but Super Bowl is one of those that passes us by. And I think there was a lot of activity around the adverts in the break, which were Uber Eats. And they have got on the back of the popularity of the Beckhams. I mean, gosh, they were popular before the Netflix program, weren't they? But I think their popularity and their vulnerability on that program has skyrocketed their profile. For me, I'm going to digress here, they are brilliant managers of their personal brand. And I think that Netflix documentary gave us another viewpoint, another dimension to their personality, the vulnerability. Yes, it was brilliantly managed. Yes, we saw what they wanted us to see, but isn't that managing a personal brand? So, but I loved the Uber Eats advert where they're taking the mickey out of themselves. They are really laughing at themselves and even misnaming Jennifer Aniston. But there's another personal brand that we knew who they were talking about, even though they didn't use her correct name. And just taking that a step further, she has her own hair range out, which is apparently more than a celebrity endorsement. She has been instrumental in creating the product and in all the marketing and the growth of the business. If you follow her social media feed, she is always endorsing her hair range. And isn't that absolute genius? Whether that came from her or from agents or marketing gurus, why not get one of the most famous haircuts in history to develop their own hair range? You know, and there's that little bit of a suggestion: if you buy it, your hair may be a little bit more like Jennifer Aniston's. It may make you a little bit more like her. You know what? And I am a marketing person's dream. To say that I've worked in marketing all my life, to say that I've worked in branding, I am an absolute sucker for it. I bought quite recently they're called Lumity, some super expensive supplements all around your hair and your skin. And it's targeted at a woman of a certain age. And it tells you how supermodels take them. So, you know, subliminally, is there a little bit of me that thinks I'm going to look a little bit more like Kate Moss? I think it's going to take more than a few supplements. But so just think about how you are influenced by brands and how you are influenced by the people that align themselves with them. And just think about the power of that and maybe how you can start to develop your personal brand and share parts of your personality, your values, so that people will start to align themselves with your personal brand. And that is the first part of the relationship, and you bring them into their world, into your world, and they start to maybe sign up to your newsletter. They may start to follow you on social media, and this relationship may take time, but eventually they may start listening to your podcast. They might sign up to a low price product, high value, I'm sure. And then eventually they are on that customer journey with you. In the same way, if you are working within an organization and you are networking, you are the face of a bigger brand. You are the accessible part of a bigger brand. And therefore, how you show up and how you communicate the business brand values and how you integrate those into your personal brand will always have a huge impact. Incredibly powerful. So, what about when somebody aligns to your brand and it isn't what you want? And that is Q Rishi in his Sambas. Now, I've had so much fun reading the social media around this and the press on this morning. Oh dear. I mean, some of the quotes. I read a piece in the Telegraph this morning saying Gen Z despairs, and a quote along the lines of, "It's time to burn my shoes." And they've become such a fashion item, particularly among young women. and in millennial dads, and also my brother, actually, who I have to say is probably more Rishi than Gen Z, but, you know, we'll overlook that. He has always worn them. It's become such a part. And this is how items of clothing can become part of your personal brand. When my brother was 50 last year, we all, the family, got together in a hotel and we did a quiz around my brother. And there would be an item in a cloth bag and you had to guess what the item was. And one of the items was his Sambas, because he's worn them all his life and he doesn't wear anything else. So, but they have become fashionable again and they are available in so many different colourways. I was looking at a pink-green combination the other day and thinking, oh yeah, they're really versatile. They'll fit with summer dresses, they'll fit with suits, they'll fit with jeans. Maybe I will rethink that now. But Stephen Doig, the Telegraph's men's style editor, said that the trainer, the Samba trainer, has been killed off by Rishi in one fell swoop. And then some witty person had put on Twitter, X as we should call it now, thinking of the Adidas Samba community at this difficult time. And you know, it's created quite a buzz. Now, of course, don't they say no publicity is bad publicity? And Adidas are in the news, and I'm sure it is going to cause high profile searching with many of an audience. But I think those that are fashion conscious, are brand conscious, our image conscious, may start to leave the Samba well alone. And just on that, you know, no publicity is bad publicity, somebody had wittily put, there are some that are speculating that the shoes were a gift from Nike as a sly spot of corporate sabotage. But I think for me, it wasn't as much the fact that he was wearing the Sambas. It was the fact that they look so pristine. They certainly look box fresh, didn't they? But they looked so unconvincing. He looked uncomfortable in them and they lacked authenticity. So the one thing that he was perhaps trying to communicate actually backfired. So I just thought I'd have a, I had a quick look at what the brand values were of the Adidas Samba. And a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but I wondered what it was that Rishi was trying to portray through adopting this as a brand. And it talks about it being a classic sneaker model with a rich history and cultural significance, and talks about brand values of tradition, legacy and authenticity. And they appeal to customers who appreciate timeless style. So yeah, that authenticity I think has completely backfired here. And that timelessness, maybe he was trying to appeal to a younger market. Maybe somebody has seen the TikTok trends and advised that maybe by wearing them, he would align himself with a certain demographic, with a certain voter who perhaps may be sitting on the fence or are notoriously difficult to win over. And this is nothing new. I mean, politicians have been using social media, brand image, clothing, public appearances, media interviews to shape the public's perception for years, haven't they? And if it's working in a positive way, effective personal branding can help politicians convey their values, their beliefs, their personality authentically if they are doing it correctly. And if they do it right, then they foster connection with voters, with those that are haven't made a decision yet, that critical floating voter. And they start to build trust and authenticity because we like people like us. And if they can share clues of what their values are, then somebody might just connect. What about Adidas in all of this? I mean, as I say, there's been so much tongue in cheek, but I do believe that obviously brands must carefully assess the impact of aligning with celebrities, with politicians, and really consider the preferences and values of their customer base when making these strategic partnerships. And yes, politicians and high-profile celebrities, influencers can offer opportunities for brand promotion and advocacy, but brands have to navigate these relationships with sensitivity to avoid alienating customers and damaging their own reputation. So have a think this week about where you're being influenced by the people that align themselves with brands, but also think about how your personal brand, what values are you trying to communicate and how can you communicate those, whether it's through an article of clothing, whether it's through a certain brand of trainer, or whether it's just by showing up in your own style, whether that's through clothing, whether that's through the way you communicate, whether that's through your body language, whether that is through the way you connect with people. They are all impacting on your personal brand, but also reflecting on your business brand as well. Have a super week, and I'll see you on the next episode.
Feeling inspired? If you'd like to know more, please visit my website at deborahogden.com, where you can download your own personal brand action plan. And if you've enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe and share the podcast with your network. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.